Hi, I'm conductor Christopher Rowntree, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your gateway to news and classical music from Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Jezza, and I'm 12 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Jezza, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day four of Beethoven Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Today, we're going to hear a very emotional piece of music from Beethoven, and our Quizlet hint will be in this episode. But first, a little bit more about his history. In 1792, Beethoven met another legendary composer, Franz Joseph Haydn, who was impressed with him and wanted to be his teacher. This was a really big deal for Beethoven. Remember, he didn't get to study with Mozart. That was a big loss to him. And in fact, his important friend and patron, Count Waldstein, wrote him a letter about this very thing, saying, "Dear Beethoven, you're going to Vienna in fulfillment of your long frustrated wishes." And he says, "With the help of assiduous labor," that means hard work, "you shall receive Mozart's spirit from Haydn's hands." Isn't that a sweet thing to say? So Beethoven moved to Vienna to study with Haydn, which he did for about a year. Their personalities didn't really go together that well, although in the end, they did have great love for each other. And at Haydn's 76th birthday concert, Beethoven went over, knelt in front of Haydn, and kissed his hands and forehead. So I think they were fine. Today, we're going to hear the Pathétique. So this was written in 1798, and the word pathétique is French for pathetic, technically. Pathetic means something very, very sad. But in the French sense, this word pathétique also means something passionate and emotional, which this music certainly is. Now, there are two theories on the origin of the title. Either Beethoven came up with it himself, or his publisher came up with it because the music sounds really angsty and tragic. We're going to listen to the first movement today, though the second movement is just as famous and really beautiful. Here's a little bit of the second movement. Now let's have some fun raging through the first movement of the Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Pathétique. This is performed by Annie Fisher.
Thank you.
Woo! That was Annie Fischer performing the fabulously stormy first movement of Beethoven's Sonata Pathétique, which isn't so much pathetic as it is intensely emotional. By the way, kids commuters, the answer to this week's Quizlet question was in today's episode, so you know where to check if you can't think of the answer tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll hear about some of Beethoven's personal troubles, but we'll also listen to some absolutely gorgeous music and ask this week's Quizlet question. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you later.
Interlaken Public Radio.